Part 20, The Authenticity of God's Word. God has everything under control. He gave us His Word so we could have complete confidence in Him and His plan. In the third chapter of 2 Timothy, the 16th verse, Jesus said, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God." Nearly 40 years ago, I was given an article to substantiate the authenticity of the Bible with mathematical patterns. The information had quite an impact on me, so I shared it with friends that had much more mathematical wisdom than I, only to find them just as convinced of the authenticity of the Bible that I was. This pattern was discovered around 1882 by Ivan Panin, a Russian immigrant just graduating from Harvard. He was an atheist who converted to Christianity and knew the Hebrew, Aramaic, and the Greek languages. I believe it would be fitting to share a few excerpts of this information. Should you have any interest for more information or other materials like this, simply search his name on the internet. This complex numbering system flows through every book of the Bible. There are a total of 66 books in the Bible, 39 in the Old Testament, 27 in the New Testament, and they were written by 33 different writers. These writers were scattered in many countries with different backgrounds, some having little or even no education. The Bible was written over a period of 1,500 years with a 400-year gap between the Old and the New Testaments. Still, they flow in harmony, one in accord with the other. Panem once said, "If human logic is worth anything at all, we are simply driven to the conclusion that if my facts I presented are true, man could never have done this." We must assume that a power higher than man guided the writers in such a way. Whether they knew it or not, they did it, and the great God inspired them to do it. Panin challenged critics in the New York Sun newspaper on November the 9th, 1899, along with other leading newspapers of the world at that time, daring them to publicly refute or give explanation of the presented facts. None accepted. Panin stated how excited he was and thought people would be delighted to embrace this new discovery, but found most showed little or no interest. He quietly withdrew and worked for 50 years, producing over 40,000 sheets of material proof by himself. To discover this pattern, we must explore the scriptures in the original Hebrew and Greek writings. Hebrew and Greek are unique in that they do not have a number system. They do not use symbols for their numbers, such as Arabic numerals. The letters of their alphabet represent numbers. When you replace the letters with their corresponding numbers, you begin to see a mathematical pattern. As you continue to read, you will notice unmistakable evidence of this incredible pattern. Prime numbers, such as 7, 11, 13, 17, and 23, but most especially the number 7, are found in great clusters. By adding the sum of all numerical values for words, sentences, passages, paragraphs, and even whole books, the same pattern is found. The number of words in a vocabulary divides by 7. The number of names, both male and female, divides by 7. The number of words that begin with a vowel, and also words that begin with a consonant, all divide by 7. Letters that are vowels in one, which is a consonant, all divide by 7. Words that appear only once and ones that appear more than once, all divide by 7. The number of words that are nouns and the ones that are not all divide by 7. The number of words beginning with each individual letter of the alphabet all divide by 7. You can find evidence of this pattern throughout the Bible and also patterns within patterns that bind the scriptures together. Psalms 12:6 tells us, "The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times." Let's now look at an example from the Old Testament. Genesis 1, verse 1. "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." Those are the words of the first sentence in the Bible in English. In the original Hebrew, it is exactly 7 words. The 7 words have exactly 28 letters, or 4 times 7. There are 3 nouns: God, heaven, and earth. Substituting the number equivalents for the letters of all these and adding them up, you get a total of 777. Which is 111 times 7. One Hebrew verb, created, has a total numerical value of 203, which is 29 times 7. The first three words contain the subject with exactly 14 letters, 2 times 7, and the other four are the object with exactly 14 letters. The Hebrew words for heaven and earth each have 7 letters. The value for the first, middle, and last letters in the sentence is 133, or 19 times 7. The numeric value of the first and last letters of all the words is 1,393, or 199 times 7. The value of the first and last letters of the first and last words of the verse is 497, or 71 times 7. The value of the first and last letters of each of the words between is 896, or 128 times 7. This scripture of only 10 words contains over 30 different combinations of 7. Also, when read in the original Hebrew, there are only 7 words. The fact of this happening by chance is 1 in 33 trillion. Here's an example using the genealogy of Jesus Christ from the New Testament. Matthew 1, verses 1 through 11 in the original Greek text has a vocabulary of 49 words, or 7 times 7. 28 of the words begins with vowels, 4 times 7, the other 21 with a consonant, 3 times 7. 7 of them end with a vowel, 42 of them end with a consonant, or 6 times 7. The 49 words have 266 letters, or 38 times 7. Of all the 266 letters, 140 of them are vowels, 20 times 7, and 126 are consonants, which is 18 times 7. Out of these 49 words, 14 of them occur only once, 2 times 7, and 35 more than once, 5 times 7. 42 are nouns, 6 times 7, while 7 are not. The remaining common nouns have 49 letters, 7 times 7. There are only 3 women's names. The Greek letters of their names add up to 14, 2 times 7. Male names occur 56 times, 8 times 7. Matthew could not have mathematically designed this even if he was a mathematical genius, because these names were chosen before he was even born. It is also interesting that the light of the sun is made up of 7 colors, as shown in the rainbow. We are told our pulse beats slower every 7 days, as in accord with the 7th day of rest in the creation week of Genesis. Also very interesting, we see many fascinating number patterns in nature. The eggs of the potato bug hatch in 7 days. Those of the canary in 14 days. Those of the barnyard hen in 21 days. The eggs of ducks and geese hatch in 28 days. Those of the mallard in 35 days. And the eggs of the parrot and the ostrich hatch in 42 days. Please note, they are all divisible by 7, the number of days in the week. Every watermelon has an even number of stripes on the rind. Every orange has an even number of segments. Every ear of corn has an even number of rows. Every stalk of wheat has an even number of grains. All grains are found in even numbers on the stalks, and the Lord specified 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold, all even numbers. Matthew 13:8 tells us, "But other fell into the ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold." All God's flowers blossom at specific times during each day. A conservatory with the right light, soil, moisture, and temperature could record time very accurately by the flowers that were open and the ones that were closed. The Lord puts in order the lives of each of us in a beautiful way for His glory, if we can only trust Him with our lives. When we try to regulate our lives, we fail and we bring heartache. The Bible is more than a history book and certainly more than a science book. In fact, it is not even a human book, but the infallible Word of God. These mathematical patterns prove God's Word is precise in exposing the forces of good and evil at war, producing life or death in the world. The fact of great superstition has always surrounded the number 13 as being unlucky or dark, and maybe rightly so. All names of which Satan is known have values consisting of the number 13. An example is Dracon, or dragon, has a value of 975, or 13 times 75, and it occurs 13 times. Perazon, or tempter, Belial, being the personification of evil, murderer, serpent, and many more all have values consisting of the number 13. The phrase, called the devil and Satan, in Revelation 12:9 has a value of 2,197, which is 13 times 13 times 13, Revelation 12:9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. A greater fact is that the number 8 is the number of new life or resurrection. It is the personal number of Jesus. When we add together the letter values of the name Jesus in the Greek, we get 888. Jesus is called the Christ, and the numeric value of this title is 1,480, which is 185 times 8. He is our Savior, which has the value of 1,408, which is 2 times 8 times 88. Only the one who made both the mind and the heart can successfully guide them to their enriched and their fulfilled purpose. Now here are some more interesting examples of the Bible being nothing short of divine inspiration. The shortest chapter in the Bible is Psalms 117. The longest chapter is Psalms 119. Psalm chapter 118 is in the very center of the Bible. And there are 594 chapters before Psalms 118 and also 594 chapters after Psalms 118. When you add 594 and 594, you get 1,188, which is the center verse in the Bible, Psalms 118, verse 8. So if you want to find the center of God's perfect will for your life, just simply turn to the very center of the Bible, Psalms 118, verse 8. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Science can find no dispute with the Bible. The Bible is far ahead of science. Yet science will catch up as human knowledge increases. True science means knowledge and includes only what we actually know by proven factual observation and examination. True science, confirmed by the Word of God, leads us, without question, to the first words ever written and the most important truth that was ever told, Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. When properly lining up God's word with true science, we then have the Bible and science in harmony. This is just the beginning.